Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Pope Francis began today in Washington, D.C. with an address to Congress. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is a lifelong Catholic. He was there. Joining Markey for the Pope's speech was his wife alongside. As a Catholic and a senator, Markey talked about how moving the event was.
This was very powerful for me. I went to Catholic school for 19 years. The Pope delivered a message which I heard in grammar school, in high school, in college, and in law school. And it's a message that requires us to do God's work here on earth if we are capable of doing it. And he then laid out the challenges for us as members of Congress and as Americans.
And which of those issues that he talked about that you yourself heard about in grammar school and parochial school when you were at BC, which of those messages do you think applies most to your district, to those in Massachusetts who support you?
His focus was on the responsibility we have to take care of the poor. And so even when he talks about climate change, he says the science is clear. The planet is warming. Human beings are contributing significantly to the problem, but it's also clear that the poorest people on the planet are going to be the largest victims, and we have a moral responsibility to do something about it.
You know, I think that's probably a message that could be heard very clearly in Massachusetts because this is a largely blue state, and I think it's in line very much with what a lot of people in the state, not all, but a lot, think. So what was there that you think he said today that might challenge people in Massachusetts?
We are the Bay State, but we're also the brain state. We believe in change. We believe in revolution. We believe that we can make a difference. And he was calling upon us to continue our roles in taking on these problems, especially those that require new science and new technology.
Senator, the Pope is speaking to, of course, very different audiences and apparently tailoring his addresses to each audience. Were you looking for him to speak to the issue that concerns so many people in Massachusetts and in New England, and that is the sexual abuse by Catholic priests? It's something that he did not mention today. Did you expect to hear it, and did you want to hear it?
He spoke to the issue of pedophile priests yesterday to the bishops as they were gathered at St. Matthew's Cathedral in downtown Washington.
Yeah, that had to do with their own role, though.
Right, their role, yes. But he said it was clearly unacceptable. And I think that was an important thing for him to say. I would hope that throughout the course of his visit to the United States that he does say something to the families of those who were victims of the pedophile priest. I think it's important for the words to be spoken, that the Pope understands the grievous nature of the sin, the crime that was committed against these families, and that he will ensure to the best of his power that it never again occurs.
And do you think that this issue is one that he is aware of, the intensity that's still felt among people in this area about the issue? Do you think he's aware of that?
I know he's aware of it. I know he feels that these were crimes that were committed, and I know that he wants to do his best to heal that wound. And with some hope, that is what he is going to do, and that is something that he will address before he leaves the United States.
Senator Edward Markey, speaking to us from Washington, D.C., thank you.
Thank you for having me on.